thankful for the Spirit of the Lord. We have come into His presence to glorify Him, to magnify Him, to lift Him up. Amen, amen. I am looking forward to greater things in God. Amen. Are you alive? Woo, hallelujah, Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord Most High. I'm glad you're here today. And I know there's several that are legit in their sickness and in their issues. Faithful people that normally are here. So remember them. Take a look around. Nearly everybody that is not here, that's normally here, is because they are very sick. Truly. One of them had car issues. The rest are sick. So let's pray for them and lift them up. But we are here, and Jesus is here. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. I praise your holy name. I magnify your holy name. I lift you up, O Lord. You are the way, the truth, and the life. You are the high priest and the head shepherd. I give you praise. I rely upon you right now. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Got a message from the Lord today for each and every one of us. Following the sermon, we're going to have some prayer. We're going to have communion afterwards. And we're going to rejoice and glorify God. Amen. If you got your Bible, you'd like to turn, I'm going to go to Matthew. You don't have to stand. If you'd like to go ahead and sit down, that'd be fine. If you're standing for the reading of the Word, I've got quite a bit of Scripture. And so you might want to go ahead and sit if you'd like. Matthew 26, starting at verse 30. I'm reading out of the NLT version. Matthew 26, starting at verse 30. Now, it is kind of appropriate, the scripture I'm talking about, and later on we're going to be doing communion because that's what's going on at this moment following the moment of communion and that. Then they sang a hymn. After this, they sang a hymn and went out to the Mount of Olives. On the way, Jesus told them, "Tonight all of you will desert me. You will desert me. You will leave me. For the scriptures say, God will strike the shepherd and the sheep of the flock will be scattered. But after I have been risen from the dead, I will go ahead of you to Galilee and meet you there." Peter declared, "Even if everyone else deserts you, I will never desert you." Jesus replied, "I tell you the truth, Peter. This very night, before the rooster crows, you will deny three times, before the rooster crows, you will deny three times that you ever even knew me." "No," Peter insisted, "even if I have to die, even if I have to die with you, I will never deny you." And all the other disciples vowed the same. Verse 69. Meanwhile, Peter was sitting outside. At this point, they have taken Jesus, beat him a little bit. Now they're doing some things and falsely accusing him. Meanwhile, Peter was sitting outside in the courtyard where Jesus was inside there. A servant girl came over and said to him, "You were one of those with Jesus, the Galilean." But Peter denied it in front of everyone. "I do not know what you are talking about," he said. Later, out of the gate, another servant girl noticed him and said to those standing around, "This man was with Jesus of Nazareth." And Peter denied it, this time with an oath. "I don't even know the man," he said. A little later, some of the other bystanders came over to Peter and said, "You must be one of them. We can tell by your Galilean accent." Peter swore at this moment, "I've got to do something so they think I do not know him." So he swore a curse on me if I'm lying. I don't know the man. I don't know Jesus is what he's saying. And he immediately, I don't know the man, Peter says, and immediately the rooster crowed. Suddenly Jesus' words flashed through Peter's mind. Before the rooster crows, you will deny three times that you even know me. And he went away weeping bitterly. Matthew 27, verses 1 through 5. Very early in the morning, the leading priest and the elders of the people met again to lay plans for putting Jesus to death. Then they bound him, led him away, and took him to Pilate, the Roman governor. When Judas, who had betrayed him, Judas being one of the disciples, had betrayed him, realized that Jesus had been condemned to die, he was filled with remorse, so he took the 30 pieces of silver, this is what he took payment to trade Jesus for, back to the leading priest and the elders. I have sinned, he declared, for I have betrayed an innocent man. What do we care, they say. They said to him, what do we care? That's your problem. Then Judas threw the silver coins down in the temple and went out and hanged himself. The title I have for us today is Fresh Start, Restart, Try, and Try Again. Fresh start, restart, try, and try again. Sister Amanda, if you would pray before we move forward. Amen, amen. You may be seated if you are standing. God bless you for standing for all that reading. Amen. So I'm going to take my time for a moment. Let me just start off a little light here. Do we have any old, or I guess I could say new, gamers out there? I know one of them. We have any old gamers out there? People that used to play some old games. I got a few hands. All right, good deal. Have some old gamers in here. Have you, any of you ever played, let me just break this down, arcade games? Remember you used to have to put your quarter in and play the games? Anybody play any arcade games in their life? I mean, I wish we had like an 80s place here that had all these arcade games. And man, I'd go there all the time. And some nasty, gross pizza. Man, that'd be perfect. I'm in quarters. I don't even want a card. Don't even give me a card. I want to put my quarters in there. So we have some gamers. We have some old gamers, arcade games, Atari. Any old Atari people? Finally, I reach into old people now. Bishop even raised his hand. He ain't played an Atari. All right. So we have some gamers. Now, I'm going to pick on two people who are not here legitimately because of an issue in their life. They're always here. They're faithful to coming and attending church service and gathering together in His name and worshiping God. They're not here today because they are in bad place right now, physically. But they had shared with me one day that when they were newly married, they would, this is Sister Tracy and Lou Johnson, they were not married long, and they did this for a good long time. Soon as they get off work, first person that got home, whether it be him or her, you know what they'd be doing? Dun, 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 dun. Mario Brothers. Every day, that was their thing. They'd play Super Mario or Mario Brothers on regular Nintendo. And they'd play and play and play, and they said they'd play all night long a lot of times. Then the next day come around, they get off work, and they'd rush home, and either she'd be there first or he'd be there ready to go. Some gamers. Super Mario. As a kid, I remember, you can relate to this, most of you, but I remember as a kid playing old school, what I call old school Nintendo, that Mario. I remember playing that old school Nintendo that after a while, I'd be playing. I remember one time, Bishop, it was Wednesday night, And we always went to Wednesday night service. And I was on the brink of going to the final level. And I paused that. I remember the sounds. You know, I paused that and left the TV on, went to church, was gone for a couple hours, come back home, and there it is to finish my game. Old school Nintendo. But I remember that after failing a few times, after a few mistakes I'd make in that game, am I the only person ever made mistakes in playing that game or blame somebody else or like, I pushed jump and he didn't jump. And doing those type of things. And I remember after making a few mistakes, after trying to make that big, long, super jump and falling down the forever hole, I remember that cloud that was hovering around throwing these spiky bomb turtle things. And you'd accidentally hit one of them and you'd make mistake after mistake after mistake. And I remember after a while as a child getting upset. Getting a little bit angry, Avalon. Getting frustrated. And at times, I'd just get straight mad. Am I alone in this? What do you think I did at that point? Did I put the controller down? Did I turn off the TV? Did I turn off the console? Did I walk away, Bishop? No, I did not. When I got to that point, you know what I simply did? I pushed that almighty reset button. Start over. Start a game. Oh, I'm better than this. Start over. I pushed that reset button, and I went on and kept going and kept trying because I knew that I could do better. The only thing that I didn't like about that reset button, my wife, a couple years ago, got me one of those mini versions of this, got all the games on it. But the one thing I did not like about that reset button is when you would do that, if you were on level 7, world 7, or 6, or whatever the case may be, and you pushed reset, you know what happened? You had to start all the way back at the beginning. Hated that. But I'd get to the point that I would do that from time to time. I'd lose all my progress, all my previous achievements, all those men I might have had, or all the victories that I won, fighting, trying to get the princess or whatever it was. I had to start all over again from the very beginning, and I hated that. Has anybody felt my pain in that? Am I still here? Are you still here with me? I hated that. Now, I say that, and this illustration, it's not obviously a true story, but I read this story one time, and I may be a little off on the details, but I read this story one time, I wrote it down here, and it kind of reminds me of all of that. And that story went along something like this. A man encountered a wise spiritual leader sitting at a fork in the road. And he says to the wise man, which way is success? This way or that way? The wise man doesn't speak, but he points down the path to his left. The man thrilled at the prospect of easy success. Man, this way. He don't even speak. He just points. And the guy's like, all right. And so he takes off with hardly a thought at all, rushes off into the appropriate direction from the distance. Eventually comes a loud splat. Well, he tries to keep going. And again, a louder splat. Well, the man rushes back and returns. He's at this point, he's a little bit banged up. He's bruised and he's shaken up and thinking that he must have misunderstood the wise man's guidance. He grunts again and asks him again, which path is it to success? The wise man again, without speaking, points his finger to the left path. Saying nothing, just pointing his finger down the path on the left. The man quickly again races down the path for the second time. From the distance comes an even greater splat, and they're getting closer to him, and it's getting harder and harder and harder. And this time he's got bruises and scratches, and he knocks him down, and he crawls his way back to the spiritual leader, to the wise man, I'm calling him. And he's angry at this point. And he yells with a loud voice, "Twice I have asked you about the path to success, the path to victory. Both times I followed your directions, and both times all I have gotten is splatted." He screams at the top of his lungs, "No more pointing. I need to hear you speak to me. Tell me with your voice which pathway will lead to success and victory." The wise man calmly replies, "Success is that way. It's just a little past the splat." Here lately, we've been talking about growing deeper in the things of God. We've been talking a lot about growing in the spiritual things of God. This is what God put on my heart for 2024. We've been talking about growing in Him and moving forward and not staying content in where we are spiritually, but growing in the Word and the things of God and His Spirit. And we've been setting as a church and as individuals, we have been setting godly and holy spiritual goals. And listen to me, I know it's only been about 4 weeks, but being real today, and I speak to myself as I do to each and every one of you, being just truthful and real, it is likely that most of us, perhaps even all of us, have already experienced some hardships, have already experienced some splats, if you will. Some of us have already experienced some letdowns, some troubling or trying issues, mishaps, hardships, and we have even fallen and failed even already in our journey to grow in God. And it is the truth that it comes to my mind that this has caused some of us, most likely, it has caused some of us to stop in our tracks. I've got issues in my life. There's splats over here. There's a splat over there. I'm facing diversity. I messed up. I've already fallen short of the goals I set for myself this year, and spiritually speaking. And I've got all this going on. I've experienced some letdown and failures in my life personally, even. And I'm telling you, this has caused some of us, or can cause some of us, to literally stop. Put it back in neutral, no longer in drive, no longer moving forward, but calls us to put it in neutral, and even some of us to pull back a little bit. Are you hearing me? Even though we acknowledge and even though we recognize that God is truly calling us in 2024, myself and every one of you, He is calling us to grow deeper in Him, in His Word, in His truth, in His righteousness, in His church, in the holy spiritual things. Even though we acknowledge that and understand that and recognize that as truth, because of our mistakes, because of our failures, because of life issues already, because of troubling circumstances that we have already went through or facing right now, because of not even that, because of the sinful corruption and harsh negativity that is all around us in our world right now, it can be easy for us, to get down, to get lowly, to get discouraged. But if we are not careful, It's easy for us to get discouraged. And if we are not careful, our shortcomings, our discouragement, brought by our needs, brought by our trials, our frustrations, our situations, or anything else you want to put in there, brought by these things can negatively influence us to stop progressing, stop advancing spiritually, stop moving forward, cease to attempt to reach our spiritual goals. It can negatively influence us to get off course altogether, to sit on the sideline, to go backwards, to turn around. It can cause us to say maybe the other path's a little bit easier. It can cause us to give in. It can cause us to stay in that neutral place that there is no victory truly in. It can cause us to give up and quit. I want you to hear me. If we do not understand this to be true, if we are not careful, we will begin at that moment of frustration. We will begin to focus more on our issues. That's what the enemy wants us to do. Satan has come to steal, kill, and destroy. And if he can get your mind off of Christ, if he can get your mind off trying to grow deeper in God, if he can get your mind off the deeper spiritual things and get your mind focusing on your issues, then he can defeat you. Because when our eyes shifts from victory and the promises of God and the wonderful things of God and the advancements and the spiritual things of God, and we start focusing on the other things around us, it's like Peter when he stepped out in faith on the water out of the boat coming to Jesus, who was already walking on the water. He walked on the water in faith, but when he looked around at the storm around him, he began to sink. And the same thing could happen to us. The enemy desires to get our minds off our spiritual goals and our mind off the call that God has placed on us to grow deeper in Him. If we're not careful, we will begin to do this and we'll focus on the splat and not on the one who can deliver. Then our godly goals, the target, we'll even get our mind off of God altogether, which leads to the path that takes us to destruction. On this pathway that we're on right now, thank you, God. On this pathway to glory, I want you to hear me. On this pathway to spiritual growth, there will be times, I love you, and that's why I tell myself, there will be times of storms, there will be times of trials, there will be times of confusion. There will be times of test. There will be times when life hits us right in the face. When life hits us hard. There will be times when we mess up, Bishop. There will be times when we stumble. There will be times when we fail and when we fall down. With that, the response that we give will either set us back or set us up. Oh, I hope you're hearing me today. The response that we give is what makes the difference. It will either set us back or set us up. Focusing on our biblical examples. We have two examples in Scripture that I read earlier. We have Peter and we have Judas, and we see two different people. Two different thought patterns, two different styles. Just because you have a different thought pattern than somebody else don't mean they're bad or you're bad, or just have you have a different style doesn't mean you're right and they're wrong. But we see here in the Scripture that they have two different personalities. They have two different thought patterns. They're different people, and they, in their situations, they made completely different choices. They made their response was completely different during their trying situation, whether it was brought on by things around them or by themselves. Both of them, think about this. Both of them were disciples of Jesus Christ. Both of them heard Jesus' teachings. Both of them were close to him. Both of them, they had the greatest leader of all time right there with them. Both of them were influenced by Jesus Christ. He was their leader. They were his disciples, originals. Disciples of Christ. Both of them were inspired. Both of them were, if they weren't, they wouldn't follow him. Both of them were encouraged. If they weren't, they would not follow him. Encouraged to grow by Jesus. Both of them had spiritual goals. They did. They had thoughts. They may have thought differently, but both of them had spiritual desires, spiritual goals. And both of them faced trials, mess ups, and both of them at this time in our scripture setting had both experienced personal failure. Are you hearing me? Both of them experienced personal failure. However, one of them tried again, and one of them gave up. One of them tried again, and one of them gave up. The one who gave up finished at the end of his own rope and died in his failures. Died in his sins. Died in his shortcomings. Died in his negativity. He died in his failures. The one who got up and tried again, what happened to him? He denied he even knew him. He cursed. There's other times in Scripture he made mistakes. But Peter was different. He didn't want to die at the end of his rope. The one who got up, Peter, he tried again. He what happened to him? He moved forward. And what happened? He was strengthened. He was revived. He was restored. He was encouraged. And eventually he was empowered and ended up preaching the first sermon by Christ's ordained church at Pentecost. Renewed and filled with the Spirit of the living God. The one who gave up didn't go any further. But the one who got up, oh my God. The one who made it in his mind that I got to push forward. The one that realized I messed up, but I've got to get up and move on and try again. He didn't stop in his tracks, but he pushed through. He persevered. And through his own issues was the one who called him out of darkness and called him to his marvelous light, was with him all the way through it all. But he had to make up in his heart. Though I've fallen, I've messed up, and I've got these spiritual goals, and I've heard the teachings of Jesus Christ, I've got to get past this. He pushed forward, and God put him in charge because he made up in his mind that though they both in a sense betrayed him, denying him, denying he even knew him. He's not, you realize how horrible that is to deny Christ? Yet he pushed through. He overcame. He realized his wrong and did not allow that to turn him back. And because of that, he did receive the blessings. And he did receive that empowerment and restoration and all those things. Christ put him in charge of the church. Yet he was the one who denied him. This was a man who was rebuked by Jesus at one time. But now he's in charge of the church. Listen to me. In our efforts in growing in the things of God, in our personal efforts and as a church collectively in moving forward and getting to a higher place, and there is a higher place spiritually in Christ, there will be trials, tests, storms, circumstances, shortcomings on our part, but if we keep pushing, if we have a holy and spiritual attitude of perseverance, we will move forward. God will push for us. We will be elevated. But we've got to have the mindset to keep going. We will make it. Listen to me. You will make it. You will win. You will advance spiritually. You will achieve success spiritually. We will all obtain victory, ultimate victory. Amen. If we push forward and keep trying and trying and trying again. I don't care if you have to, if you fall every single day, I'm here to tell you right now, God is there with you to lift you back up. And you've got to make up in your mind, I've got issues, I've got problems, I make mistakes, but God loves me, and I've just got to keep pushing. I've got to keep trying. And He'll fight for us. You will overcome. Listen to me, the old saying, quitters never win, and winners never quit. That's true. Winners never quit. And quitters don't even have the option to win. Listen to me. Now is not the time to go backwards. Now is not, in our world today, in our personal lives, now is not the time to sit on the sidelines, Bishop. Now is not the time to take another route. There is no other route. There's only one way. It's not a GPS. If you take the wrong turn, that's not going to say recalculating route. There's another way. There's only one way. There's only one path, and that's that straight and narrow path. And we got to make up in our mind and our heart that we're going to follow after Him. And though it may get hard and trying, we've got to keep pushing on that path. There's only one way, and it's on that path. When it comes to the things of God, there's only one way to grow, and it's following and chasing and searching after Him. Splats are going to happen. Mistakes are going to be made. There may be a few issues from time to time. I go back to that splat. But you've got to realize that beyond the splat, there's victory. The Bible tells us about storms. Beyond the storm, there was victory. There was peace. Beyond the a couple of years ago, I preached a sermon, Shipwrecked for a Purpose. They were shipwrecked. That's horrible. They had to swim and hope to make it to land, and it was horrible. But they were shipwrecked for a godly purpose. Beyond the shipwrecks, beyond our troubles, beyond our own selves and our own issues, beyond the splat, there's success. There's a reward that is greater than anything we could ever imagine. A reward that far exceeds the trial, far exceeds the test, far exceeds our efforts, our failures, the splat. So I tell you today, don't get focused on your problems, on the issues, on your trials and tests. Don't get focused on the splat, but realize that through it all, you're not alone. See, sometimes we feel like we're alone in this thing. You're not alone. Yes, you have me. We have each other. We're united together in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the common goal, to grow together in Christ. You're not alone. You have brothers and sisters. We all have our problems. We all have issues, but you're not alone. And if that's not enough for you, Jesus lets us know in Matthew, He also tells us that I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. Oh, come on, somebody. I'm here to tell you today that Jesus will never leave you. You are not alone. He's with you every step of the way. In Hebrews 3 and 5, He lets us know this. In John 4 and 4, it teaches us that we are of God. We are His. We belong to Him. We are His and have overcome because greater is He that is in us. Not only is He with us, but He is in us. He can be in you today. He's in us. And if God is with us and He teaches us, He's for us. If He's with us, He's for us, He's in us, then nothing can come against us. Don't feel like you're alone. Don't let your failures or your situations or life issues take your eyes off of the target. Listen to me, it's this simple. If you fall, let me rephrase. When you fall, get back up. Dust yourself off and try again. When you fail, get back up and take the test again. And your perseverance will elevate you past the troubles and bring you to a place of strength, encouragement. Oh, Jesus said, come unto me, all who are weak and weary, and I will give you rest. You get to Him through perseverance, pushing through the trouble. It's not behind us. It's not on the other pathway. It's continuing to move forward regardless of what's going on in our lives. I talked about, I'm almost done. I talked about pushing the pause button as a kid. Don't push the pause button spiritually on this pathway. You might as well set yourself up for failure, because if you push the pause button, the longer you stay on pause, the easier it is to stay off the path. Don't push the pause button. Push the reset button. Because what's awesome about God, when we push that reset button as children, we started all the way back at the beginning. But with God, we mess up. We fall down. We hurt ourselves. We get focused on the other issues, and we're down, we're low, we're depressed, but we decide, I've got to start over again. I need a fresh start. I desire to move forward. And we push that spiritual reset button. You know what? God loves us enough. He's already given it all, that He doesn't say, oh, you got to start all the way back at the beginning. He lifts us up as we stand up, and He says, you're right where you were. You don't have to go back. You're standing right where you fell. Just keep going. God doesn't tell us we have to sidestep or go backwards. God says, just keep going. You're where you are. You didn't lose out with me. I'm still here in your failures, in your weakness. I am made strong. You're made strong in our, He's made strong in our weaknesses. He doesn't send us backwards. We're still in the same place. Because God's grace is enough. It's sufficient for us to get up, dust ourselves off, and move forward again. Listen to me, I believe that today God is encouraging us. Encouraging us to move forward and not give up. To have a mind and a heart and an attitude that says, I will not quit. I will not quit. I will not stop. I want the victory. To have the mindset that says, regardless, this is what God's calling us to have the mindset that says, regardless of what happens to me, I will try and try again until I make it.